So good evening, my spicy bingos. This is the Candid Show brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shiram here as our co-host today. So we are busy with our end semester examinations, we weren't able to record episodes, and we weren't able to cope up with our regular schedule of uploading our episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays for the last 1 or 2 weeks. So there will be a compensation episode for each and every day we actually left, so like we missed uploading our episodes. So this topic today is about digital immortality, which basically means that uploading or like converting a person's complete personality or his complete mind or feelings into a system where he can proceed into a virtual reality or like a virtual world where there are similar to the real world, but they can actually do this when they have no hope in life, when in the real world, or like it can be possible in the near future, but we don't know the exact date of when it will be achieved, or like even it is it achievable? That is the main question here. And scientists have said that this kind of a mechanism or like this kind of a technological advancement is possible in 2050s or like 2060s. So Shiram, what do you think about these kind of technological advancement? As we all know that technology is getting improved day by day, it is developing day by day, but do you think this digital immortality is first of all possible?
Definitely, Krishna, I have high hopes that something like this or a concept like this would actually come into existence. I think the primary reason is because I think most of this technological advancement is kind of mainly fueled by AI, and as we know, AI is at its very good stage right now, or at least the development which you have like putting into AI or research which you are doing into AI is actually marvelously good. So I hope that a technology like this would come into existence, but again, I don't think AI alone could actually solve the job, because obviously, you know, AI is kind of like an important part in this developing in this digital immortality concept. But I think there is other kind of factors which you have to kind of talk about in this. There are various other things which you have to kind of keep in mind as to how we can progress this technology further, how we can actually bring this technology into our current generation. So we can generally summarize this concept into like two stages, or like we could kind of analyze this concept on its development in two stages especially. So the first stage, or kind of the initial stage of where we would start off, is by kind of like archiving or digitalizing all of these human copies. So for example, so what makes us human is our feelings, our responses towards the society, the things which we post on Facebook or Instagram, the way we react towards certain things. I think most of these smaller things or minute things is what kind of makes us human and what we are also. So I think the very first thing, the idea which I think we have to understand is, how can we actually kind of accumulate all of this data, which is very difficult to accumulate, because again, you cannot accumulate feelings. So you have to do this by repetition. So every single time we post a photo on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, or we share our opinions on Twitter or any other social media platform for that instance, so the AI has programmed to learn that instruction. So the AI continuously learns how you kind of think, how you react to situations, and obviously they have to place some kind of a tracker on you to constantly monitor your vitals, how you react to a certain situations. Because I think if you're an extrovert, you would love to talk to people, so that is a different kind of response, and if you're an introvert, you would probably be much more, have a much more bigger of an aversion towards people, so that is a different kind of response. So the very first objective I think is to archive and digitalize all of these people, because I think that is what is the most key feature, because this digitalized version of ourselves is what is going to be uploaded into the virtual world. So we have to first make sure that the digitalized version of ourselves is actually accurate. Obviously we cannot achieve 100% accuracy, it's just impossible, but we can ensure that the accuracy is roughly about 95%, because obviously it is an AI or of software after all, it is a virtual kind of an image, so it can obviously learn, it can still obviously learn with the interactions in the virtual world. So we can assume the AI or avatar in general, I'm calling it the word avatar actually, so I mean that our existence which is in the virtual world, so I term that as an avatar. Oh, so it's basically our virtual human being, so it represents us in the virtual world. So this avatar is constantly going to learn, even in the virtual world, it is going to interact with people. So it constantly picks up habits, and in this way, we can progressively increase the accuracy of these avatars. So moving on to the next idea is to make this avatar online, or how do you actually process this avatar to kind of respond to any kind of conversation, or maybe spark some kind of a conversation. Because again, I think that is very dependent upon the individual person as you, because obviously if you are a person who likes to talk to a lot of people, the avatar goes to a lot of people and interacts with them. And again, a lot of concepts are involved in that, like the way how it reacts, how it kind of perceives information, how intelligent it is, etc., etc. A lot of variables come into the equation. So this is like the basic idea of how we can possibly achieve digital immortality. And again, this is a very big concept. This is completely hypothetical. So whatever we speak is going to be mere speculation, and we totally accept any kind of arguments or any other kind of opinion you might have. So Krishna, so moving on to the kind of like a bigger picture here, if you think about it, because let us assume that digital immortality does become a reality. So let us assume that probably in the year 2050, for example, let us assume that digital immortality is at its peak, where a lot of equipments or gadgets are kind of in the market right now, which support or which allow you to go into the virtual world, or even any kind of a stranger or any kind of a normal person can do it. So how do you think this is going to play out in the business sector? Because obviously a lot of these entrepreneurs, a lot of these tech investors are definitely going to jump on it to invest more and capitalize on its money. So how do you think this is going to play out in more of a business kind of a standpoint?
So speaking about business kind of a standpoint, we know that each and every field there is competition, and there is something like I am the first in this field and I am the first. So like if you consider trading or marketing or like in sports or cinema or like in each and every field, there is one person who thinks that he is the one who is top amongst all the persons in that field. So speaking about digital immortality and the process of its the process of the thing that we are speaking now is we can see that each and every person who is rich kind of will jump into this idea of controlling the all these process. So like in during the process, all these kind of persons can play a very important role. So there comes the difference between the rich and poor, and only the rich people kind of have the access to grant permission to the person who is willing to upload their personality or feelings into the virtual world, as you said. So here also the rich and poor kind of thing kind of plays a very important role, where we can see that rich people can be they can be good or evil at the same time. So like everything is mainly because of money. I see is that money as a whole makes people kind of greedy more and more. So like if you see more and more money, you have this temptation to get however you have this temptation to get the money. So like you want to be the top. So like that is what your brain automatically tempts you. So speaking about in a wide angle, all these kind of rich people in our society or like in the world kind of will have this very strong hold over the process or like the permission to allow such kind of technological advancement in the near future. And Shiram, the main question I want to ask you is that I know that there isn't a perfect answer for this question, but I'm asking you is that we know that we humans are the ones who created all these computers and other technological devices, and it is getting developed day by day. And we know that in our real life, we know that only digital or like only those things which are non-living things. So like all these kind of computers and gadgets and all these data is present in something that is not actually living, can only be transferred or like can only be kind of done anything to it. So like it can be multiplied or like it can be done anything, it can be erased or like it can be backupped. So like anything can be possible in some kind of thing that is not living. So Shiram, considering the humans, what do you think, how do you think that some kind of a technology or a mechanism, say in future, so like in 30 to 40 years, how can you think that some mechanism will actually collect our feelings and or all our personality from our body, which is completely made up of organisms, completely made up of organs and other things. So like how do you think that process will be achievable?
Yeah, definitely a very good question, Krishna. So let me put kind of a scenario in front of you, or let me ask you this question, or maybe kind of like I want to kind of make you understand that the same thing could be kind of extrapolated to the concept of AI also. Because when you think about it, maybe in the past last 20 years, if you think about maybe either to 2000, for example, so would you have believed that there would be a system in the future, or there would be this technology in the future which could learn from its experiences, or an artificial intelligence or some kind of a being which has no intelligence of its own, it could learn? So this idea in itself is actually a very big, an extraordinary feat in itself that we have actually accomplished this. So I think that is what is the unique or kind of fascinating thing about technology, is that we never even can predict what's going to happen in the future. That is the most interesting part and the most curious part of technology, which attracts all of the people to this industry, is because there is no limit to innovation. I think that is one simple sentence you can summarize the whole question, is that we always look for innovation. We as humans, we don't stop anywhere. We always want to look for something new, want something more fancy, something more attractive, something more better than what we have. The idea, the word better, is what we always strive to go towards. So exactly, this is the same kind of an idea which we as humans would be thrilled to go against, because the idea of cheating death or kind of like manipulating death is something which I think humans would definitely jump at, or would be really excited to do it, because I think that would be probably a big moment in human evolution, or probably human civilization as a whole, because you could literally cheat death. You could literally keep on living for however long you want to live, and that in itself is very, very surprising or very entertaining to listen to me. So that just builds up my curiosity more and more. So obviously I cannot tell you whether something like this is going to happen or not. I can probably tell you there is 50-50 odds. Obviously we never know, something like this might happen, or there might be a possibility for it also. So I think only time will tell. So I have to be very optimistic also, because I also look forward to something like this, because I think this is something which could completely alter the change of human evolution or human civilization at the whole. So I am definitely very optimistic that technology like this would come into place probably in the foreseeable future, I guess. So yeah, that. So I think I want to move on to another question, or a very important question again, is that do you really think we would want to cheat death, or do you really think we will go to that extent where we basically don't want to die? Because I think that concept is something very big. I think we cannot finish discussing it. So do you really think we as innovators, or probably the leading innovators in the world, would go to that extent as to make us immortal? Do you think digital immortality is something which we as humans would consider at least?
So speaking about death, it is a very obvious fact that each and every human being, or like each and every living thing, has death for sure in this world. And whatever the technology or something we invent, we can't actually beat the logic of science, or like the basic rule of science, that death is something that is inevitable. So we can't actually cheat, or like we can't actually cheat death. So that is not actually possible. But speaking about immortality, or like digital immortality, so considering our episode today, so digital immortality, so even if you kind of have this kind of a mechanism, or like all these kind of advanced mechanism in the future, where you can transfer all your personality and feelings and etc of your real body into the virtual world, at the end of the day, Where do you think all these kind of feelings, or like all your belongings, or like your personality will end? Will there be an end, or like will you die? So like do you think death is something that is kind of not true, or like it is not a, it is, death is there is no death in the virtual world? So like we can't keep on living forever and experience all these kind of things in the virtual world or in the real world. So like we don't know what will happen in the future. As you told, time is the only thing that will determine each and every fact or like assumptions. So like may it be true or false, so like each and everything we spoke today may actually happen in the future, and this episode may be also a future prediction episode. So like each and everything we spoke today may happen in may, I underline the word may, so like this may also happen in the near future, and there is an equal and opposite, so like there is an equal chance of this may not happening in the near future. So like completely we are speaking this under an assumption, and even though if you have so like I don't actually know, like nobody actually knows that what kind of a mechanism, will we use a device or like will we use a computer or system or like an advanced AI or robots, whichever device we will use in the future for attaining digital immortality. I don't know seriously. So like any person don't know that fact for a reason. So like time is the only thing that determines everything. Yeah,
I think as you told Krishna, we generally have no idea, because I think that something like that does not even exist. So it is very difficult to speculate, even talk about something like this. And this is, we are talking this just because we love to talk about it, and just because this concept is very is something which is interesting me a lot, something which I want to see in the future at least. So that is the sole purpose of the reason why we are doing this episode today. And again, this is a really good episode to record, so probably this would be definitely, as Krishna told, a future prediction video. And for that instance, any single technological video do for that example is could be a future prediction. So I think on that note, I'd like to end today's podcast. So thank you so much for listening to it. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions or criticism, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. Make sure to listen to us on Spotify also, and follow us on Spotify again, and make sure to share to this podcast to your friends also, ask them to listen to it. So that'll be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.